Heather Leshinsky from the Cascades Humane Society joining me via telephone. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, I'm wonderful. It's a good weather day, and I'm glad to get to speak to you. You spend every day working with pets, right?
I do.
You got to be the happiest person around.
The ones at home and at
work. Yeah, so, you guys have been kind of open to the public by appointment since June 1st. Is that status still accurate?
Actually, we're going to open up to stop by, drop-ins as well right now. We encourage everybody, if there's somebody on our website that you are interested in, please come as soon as possible to check them out. You know, we do things on a first-come, first-served basis. So to expedite the process, you can go on our website and under adoption process, there is a form that you can fill out, and you can print, or you can submit it online to us that lets us know a little bit about you and who you're interested in, and that kind of helps the process once you get to the facility. But, if there's someone you're interested in, and we try to update our website as often as possible, but come by and check out who we've got. We've got lots of cats and kittens right now. Of course, it's kitten season, so stop by. We've got some adorable little guys and gals if anyone's in the market.
Yeah, your website, chspets.org, is that correct?
That's correct. Wow, yes, absolutely. And you know, if you're scrolling through, even on Pet Finder, we are on Pet Finder as well.
Okay.
And, you know, we definitely say adopt, don't shop. So keep looking until you find the right match.
So on the right side of your website here, right on the homepage, I'm seeing a list of your upcoming events. And I guess we should check the status of those. For instance, Thursday says Wine and Whiskers, presented by County National Bank. What's the status of that event?
Well, we have actually just made the difficult decision to, I'm not sure if I want to say cancel, but we're doing it differently this year. And we're finding that with almost all of our events. They're all going to be rescheduled, canceled, or just visualized in a completely different manner. And that's a scary thing for us. You know, a lot of our, you know, income is based on events. So events and donations and corporate sponsorships, that's really what keeps us open. And to not be able to have events, that's a big part of our income and of keeping the shelter open and operating as we are accustomed to. So it's a scary time for us, as I know it is for everybody, and especially other nonprofits and businesses. So we feel for everyone. But Wine and Whiskers in particular, we're going to do it differently. And it's going to be kind of fun. It's going to be on everybody, their own individual basis. So when you purchase a ticket from now on through the end of August, you will go bring that ticket into Sandhill Crane Vineyard, and you'll be able to sit down, and they will serve you two glasses of wine, 2 4.5-ounce pours of your choosing, and you'll get a little charcuterie board. So instead of coming to Paws or to Wine and Whiskers and getting a bit more of a social aspect, it's going to be a little more intimate, but it's still going to be fun. It's going to be a little bit different. And this way we're keeping everybody safe, and that's a huge priority of ours, keeping our volunteers and staff safe, but also the community. You know, we would not feel appropriate with doing an event, you know, such a large scale, you know, in case there was any sort of community outbreak. So this way people can decide on when they want to go and have date night or a friend night out, and they can pick their wine of their choosing out at Sandhill Crane, who's offered to help us out with this. And you can still sort of get a pairing in there as well. You know, normally it's a food and wine pairing, but you'll get a little bit of food with it too, so you can kind of experiment with that. So different, but I think fun. Just, you know, hey, we got to roll at the time.
No doubt, and it's great that you can find a way to still have those events, because as you said, you guys rely entirely on donations, right? You're getting no government money.
Right, we don't. And, you know, it's events like these and partnering with organizations like CNB, County National Bank. They're a big sponsor of Wine and Whiskers. You know, it's events like those and individual donations that really keep us moving. Each animal actually costs us somewhere, you know, on average between $500 and $600, and our adoption fees are clearly not at that level. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that includes, of course, you know, the operating costs of, you know, keeping lights turned on and cleaning and everything like that. But we really rely heavily on individual donations. And, you know, we're really excited that the millage passed and we were able to get animal control back in Jackson County, but none of those funds actually directly come to CHS. those actually all go to the county shelter, which is fabulous. Like, we're super happy that more animals are going to be helped with that millage, but none of it actually directly comes back to us, unfortunately.
Well, so continuing with kind of updating on events, the next one I see with a firm date was for Friday, August 7th and through Sunday, August 9th for your community yard sale. What's happening with that event?
I think we're still on track to have it. We have some extra precautions in place, of course. We ask everyone to wear a mask, even though it's outside. We'll probably do temperature checks, and we're going to spread it way out. So, and we'll probably do, like, no cash, no check, or we'll just do just swiping of the credit card. So we're hoping to move forward. We've got lots of stuff donated. We definitely appreciate any donations for that event. If you've been doing some spring cleaning or corn cleaning, as I like to say, we'll definitely take those donations. And we're gonna do it as safely as possible so people can kind of get that little shopping bug out. People really, really like to garage sale and yard sale, so we would like to move forward with that if possible. And then really, we normally have gala in the fall, and I think we're gonna do gala all virtual. We'll do a kind of an un-gala. And instead of attending in person to our, you know, dinner and entertainment event, we'll be online. We're going to do some online bidding, and hopefully that's exciting and fun for people. It's not as it'll be a little bit different without having the wonderful Tim Boss as the auctioneer, and usually Scott can help us with that event. But it'll be fun to do it online and see how that generates some interest for us. We'll be able to get more people involved that way. And then we will have, we're hoping to still have Paws in the Park, but if not, that event will go virtual as well. So that usually is a run walk, the 5K or just a walk, 1.3-mile walk. And people can do that on their own, or we'll do like a staggered start so people can come and start doing the run or the walk when they feel comfortable. And a big part of Paws in the Park for us is a peer-to-peer fundraiser. And that's going to be still very much driven in the same manner that it has always been in the past, where teams and individuals will compete to raise the most money for us, and then we'll give out awards based on that, based on who can fundraise the most for us. So, you know, we might not be able to have everybody out in the park and do the circus scene that we try to keep some of these pieces moving. These funds are really necessary to helping our animals.
Well, and in the course of describing all that just then, you mentioned a couple things that I also want to talk about, and donations, and then you mentioned going to the website. So I actually see right on the website you got a spot right where you can click to make a donation. What kind of donations are you looking for? I mean, cash, obviously, welcome, but what else do you guys accept in donation?
Oh, goodness. Just about anything you could probably think of that would help us out, would make sense. So we'd always accept, you know, laundry soap, so any liquid laundry detergent, any cleaning supplies, you know, hand soap, bleach, things like that we need a lot of. But we honestly just took in a hoarding situation. We got called by a large national humane organization, and they were desperate for help with a situation where there's at least about 60 cats inside and another amount outside. And they were striking out with local rescues and shelters not being able to help. And so while this was, I think, nearly an hour away from us, we said, okay, no, we are not going to say no. The next step really was these animals were going to start to be euthanized, and we did not want to see that happen. So we stepped in and we took on, I think we're in the 40s now of number of cats we have. I want to say 48.
Wow.
And some of them are out in foster. The sickest are out in foster, and we do have some in our facility. We've let them loose in our event space, actually. So they're not taking up cage space, but they are all loose in a community room. And due to that, we are definitely in high need of non-clumping cat litter. We've got these guys on Science Diet cat food, and then they are eating any brand of soft food that sounds delicious, we are letting them have. So, you know, the Friskies or whatever brand, whatever sounds good to them, we're letting them eat. You know, it's just, that has been tough for us because looking at, you know, the condition, they are all on antibiotics, and they'll all need to be spayed and neutered. And we, you know, suspect they'll be here with us for a while. So the costs for these guys are inching up quite high. But, you know, it's worth it. The joy on some of those cat faces in their body language when they come in, they see these balls and they see toys, and it's as if they've never seen them before. And it just, a light goes off and they're able to play, and it's so wonderful. Some of them are still pretty shy, but they're coming out of their shells, and we're so grateful to be able to help them. And, you know, now we're hoping the community will help us help them a little bit more. And anything that gets donated that we're not able to use on our animals goes directly into our pet food pantry program, which allows people to stop by once a month and get food and supplies for their pets if they're going through financial hardships. So nothing ever gets wasted that comes through our doors, and will help an animal in need.
All right, Heather. I mean, great info today. Again, go to the website and check out the pets. You're gonna fall in love probably just from a picture. I can't imagine in person every day.
Oh my gosh, it's really hard to not come home with creatures. My husband had learned really early on to say no, and I'm like, what about this dog? What about this cat? So stop by, check out what we have. You know, if you have a dog at home and you are really interested in a dog, we can do meet and greets. We just ask that people bring, you know, some vet records. If you're getting a dog and you want a dog, bring the dog vet records, and same with a cat. And check out our website. We're also looking for volunteers. So anyone who wants to come dog walk and help us clean or do office work, we're happy to help, happy to get some help.
All right. Sounds good. CHSPets.com, Executive Director of the Cascades Humane Society, Heather Leshinsky. Thanks so much, Heather.
Thank you so much. Have a great morning.
Oh, you too. Thank you.